Qantas Clubs, my friend and fellow Qantas, Tom Lott. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, and you dropped off a flyer for me to announce the Taste of the Towns. And what a lovely event that we have sponsored and even emceed and helped with publicity for in the past, and it's coming up in just, what, a couple of weeks?
Yes, May 12th at Daphne Civic Center. Normally, we have had it at the Five Rivers. And as we understand, the state put Five Rivers under another agency, and they won't let them do anything after like 5 o'clock at night. So that cuts us out.
What a shame.
So the opportunity came up with Daphne Civic Center. One of our members is the events coordinator, and she raised her hand real quick. And the mayor is a very good help for the Qantas Club and the city of Daphne, and he raised his hand and gave us some breaks as a civic center, as a civic club and stuff. And so we are going to be in that enormous civic center, and we're going to try to fill it up.
It's a lovely facility, and what a lovely opportunity.
It really is.
Daphne to step up and probably save you some money.
Well, yes. Again, it's on May 12th, and it's 6 to 8. And you can buy tickets at the door. All tickets now and at the door are $50 a person. We have roughly 20 restaurants, all different kinds of food. We have beer and wine and soft drinks and water. A lot of good sponsors from the Daphne Utilities to Terry Thompson. I think Terry Thompson sponsors everything. He's great. He's fantastic. Hughes Funeral Home, Lad Drago at State Farm up Spanish Fort. Banks, you know, you got the First and Synovus, and brokerage companies. You got Edward Jones and I think we have three Edward Jones members in our club.
Mm-hmm.
We used to meet at the Lake Forest Yacht Club, but change of personnel and et cetera, and renovation, we've moved up at the Eastern Shore Center. But the new deck at the Lake Forest Yacht Club is one of our sponsors, and they're wonderful. And as soon as they get their personnel back together, we'll probably move back there.
Okay.
But going forward, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Again, we have roughly 20 restaurants. Lots of different tastes, everything from gumbo to fried chicken to a lot of desserts.
Live music and a silent auction.
Yes,
I remember
those
were big.
Yeah, the silent auction is smaller than normal, but it's there. Surprise, Westminster Village said, We'll help you. How do you want us to help you? So we just named a couple of things, and they stepped up. What a great facility and a corporate citizen. I think that's just great. Witz, which is the frozen custard place, right there in Daphne. I don't think we had to ask them. I think they asked us, and I just think some of those people are just great. The sponsors are wonderful. The ones that are listed on the sheet is the early sponsors. That we have other sponsors, but anyway, I think sponsors are coming in almost every day.
Well, that's because of what the Qantas Club does and the community and the kind of hearts y'all have.
We try to serve children of the community and of the world. Qantas International is a very big organization all over the world, but Alabama is unique in that it's an Alabama district, and we're unique is because we're in our division, which is basically Baldwin County. So it's good to be growing as we are when the rest of the civic world is shrinking. Mainly due to COVID, I would think.
Right.
had a lot of clubs in just the civic world having to merge with other ones, like over in Mobile, just to stay alive, because don't have people showing up. Streaming is nice, but you know,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. It just isn't. We're looking forward to having this event. We're looking for most all the members have extra tickets. If you need extra tickets, I'm available. Beth Geiger, which is the head of this Taste of Town this year, is a mover and a shaker. I mean, you better get out of the way. You give her a job, you just better get out of the way. She's great. She works very hard with her husband Richard, which is our secretary, and she's past president. And this event is a good event. It started about 25 years ago at the Lake Forest Yacht Club with 25 of my best friends.
How about that?
Only. And about 6 or 7 restaurants. But it has grown tremendously. And again, we have live music taste, beer and wine, and soft drinks and water, and a lot of camaraderie, silent auctions.
It's one of my very favorite events.
It's good. And this year is going to be a little more wide open, I guess, because Civic Center is so big. But if we can get a lot of people to show up, it'll be filled.
Right.
So come on with us and enjoy. Please ask around for tickets. They're all over the Eastern Shore.
Or buy them at the Daphne Civic Center.
At the Civic Center.
That night, May 12th.
That's right, May
12th. 6 p.m.
6 p.m., 6 to 8. Another thing is we wanted to keep it to about 2 hours, because if you go a lot longer, it gets old. And you get people coming early and leaving early. And 6 to 8 is a good time for working people and retired people.
Right, and to keep the food warm and
That's right. And if you do run out, then we're sorry.
It's kind of a good problem to
have,
right?
Yes, it's a good problem to have.
Okay. But you've got restaurants prepared to serve, 300 servings?
Yes, yes.
So we're
expecting at least 300 people. And if we get closer to 500, it'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Quite honestly, certain foods run out every year. And other foods always bring stuff home.
Right.
So it's just popularity and what people want to eat at that time. This year, for some reason, we have more desserts than normal. So if you got a sweet tongue, sweet anything, come on.
And tell us, Tom, why raising money, doing events like these is important. I mean, y'all do a lot for youth, as you touched on. But you help with the Ruff Wilson Youth Home and the Key Clubs. To give us a little more information.
We're over 4 Key Clubs. Daphne High School, Spanish Ford High School, Bayside, and St. Michael's.
And Key Clubs are building leaders for the future.
Yes, they are. And each club has their own set of officers. And a lot of times they do work together, but mainly independent. Each club member... which is, incidentally, is over 200 members in those four clubs. They do charity hours every year, and right now they're real glad that we're having this thing, because they're wrapping their year up and getting all their charity hours. A lot of volunteers help us serve the soft drinks, and in some cases, especially this year, we have restaurants that can't let personnel go to serve. So the Key Clubbers will be serving in lieu of the restaurants.
Oh, good idea.
Restaurant employees. Mm-hmm. So they're very, very helpful. Ruff Wilson Youth Club is one of our larger sponsored youth programs. I have run the Garden Club there for over 20 years, and it's really a pleasure to do that. We usually just do tomatoes and squash and collard greens and stuff, but the big thing is with that project is we put the produce out by the front door So when the parents come pick up the children in the afternoon, they can take whatever they want home.
And the kids must be so proud because they helped grow it.
Love it. I'll never forget, 3 or 4 years ago, we had new potatoes. And I had a little girl, I'd say probably she's 12 years old, and she wanted to help. And I said, well, just pull those potatoes up. And she looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, just grab the foliage and pull it right out of the ground. And she pulled it, and her eyes got so big because she had no idea where potatoes came from.
Right.
And they just came from that little mound of dirt right there. And she went crazy. So it's wonderful to tell stories like that because you impact these young children in doing things they don't necessarily do at home. And in today's world, if they do it, they do it mainly with their grandparents. So it's a lot of fun. Have a lot of volunteers at the Ruff Wilson Youth Club, from local law firms, from the Daphne Utilities Board. People go and volunteer, play basketball with them, teach, read with them. Have one lady that comes, and I'm sorry, I don't know where she comes from, but they were dissecting like squirrels and dissecting turtles.
She must have been a biology teacher.
Yeah, I know.
And
it just, I mean, to see those little kids' eyes with the scalpels in their hands doing that themselves, it's moving. Mm-hmm. It really is.
And the Kiwanis actually helps fund this.
Oh, yes,
and the Ruff Wilson, that's like an after school care program.
It's an after school. It's the old Boys and Girls Club of Daphne.
Right.
And it was started 27 years ago this June by me and four or five other guys. We started the Fairhope and the Daphne at the same time. We built the buildings in both cases and then donated the buildings to the city. And the city maintains it's a good relationship with the cities and with our club and other clubs. And we have very generous people in Daphne that just raise a hand. Say, how much money do you need? Are you short? Are you pat? Mm-hmm. What's the deal? I have one man that his child was like 14, 15, and he says, can she work there this summer? We said, yeah. Well, since she works, she's in her 30s now, I think almost 30. Anyway, he gives us $2,000 to $5,000 a year, just for what we did for his child, mm-hmm. or actually what his child did for us.
How nice!
It just obviously he has a lot of money, but the thing is he understands deeply what we impact the community, which I'm gonna touch on something that probably shouldn't even be said, but I'm gonna say it anyway. We're in Fairhope, golly. Historically, it's mainly black. Since the last 3 or 4 years, it is turned into more Hispanic and more white and black. It is still predominantly black because it's in the black community.
The attendants go to the youth clubs.
Yes. And the parents, because of COVID, they don't come in anymore. They come up and kind of honk the horn, and the two fantastic ladies that run the place call the girls, call the children, and they come up, they hug them, they make sure they got everything in their backpacks and everything else, and they shoo them out the door to the parents. It's a great situation. The lady that runs it now she was a former teacher at Daphne High School, a master's degree, everything. I mean, she is thorough, and she gets things done. All during the COVID situation, we had no cases. That is
wow.
Big time.
That is
big time. We average 35 a day in the summertime, sometimes as much as 70.
And this is just at Ruff Wilson.
Just at Ruff Wilson. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And Daphne.
Yes. So getting back to the Kiwanis Club, we are very supportive of Ruff Wilson, but many other places. The Boundless Playground at Charlin Park is
I wanted to ask you about. I thought it was your club that did that. And that's a playground for special needs children.
Special needs and regular people.
And regular, okay.
And it's being used daily, and it is fun to drive by there and just see what's going on. It was a big project, over $350,000. The city helped us, a lot of other civic sponsors helped us.
Right.
When you're building something like that, people come out of the woodwork because they know how important it is, especially if they know somebody with special needs or have a family member. They know how special those type places are because a lot of them can't go to regular places. They just can't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for them.
What a beautiful thing. And where is that park again, that playground?
Tryon Park. It's near the
Tryon
YMCA.
Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's near the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between the YMCA and the...
Where the soccer fields and all
yes,
are.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
So it's in the Daphne world. It's pretty central. It's not too far.
Whispering Pines Road? Is
yeah,
it
I think
or?
That's
yeah,
right.
Okay, okay.
So it works out good. It's... That was one of our projects. We're looking in Spanish Fort for another project. Spanish Fort is on the move. If you hadn't seen in the news what they're doing, that mayor has lit that place on fire, and so it'll be in the news. And it is a growing area, and they're taking on new land and everything.
And so there's more and more need for Kiwanis Club of Daphne Spanish Fort to keep on giving. Tom,
great.
I didn't realize, as many years as I've known you, I don't think I knew that you founded those clubs. You and so,
well,
a handful
it was,
of friends.
Well, it was me and Skipper Tonsmeyer and Stark Irvine and Ben Tom. Come on, Tom.
You just had a brain.
I did. It was great. The man Babe Wilson, which used to be the head of the WKP Wilson Insurance Company in Mobile, had a son named Ruff Wilson, and Ruff was very special to me growing up. A couple years older than I am, I played on the UMS basketball team, and Ruff never missed a game in 3 years that I played there. And it wasn't because of me, it was because of another member. But Ruff was very, very loyal. Later, that he moved, the Wilsons moved to Lakewood and lived on the golf course. Ruff was out there in the golf cart before golf carts were popular to ride in. He rode all day. He was a special needs person, super guy, very, very loyal, and we're very proud that our Ruff Wilson Youth Club in Daphne is named after a great great person like him, and a son of a fantastic person.
Wow, how lovely, Tom! This is a beautiful event and a beautiful club and a beautiful thing, and we're both starting to get a little emotional here. So, is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
I'm good. I hope to see you on May 12th at the Taste of Town, Daphne Civic Center, 6 to 8. Come and enjoy.
And I think we're going to have at least one pair, if not two, to give away as birthday anniversary prizes on Swamp Shop the next couple of weeks. So, we'll talk about that. And meanwhile, like you said, May 12th, Daphne Civic Center, tickets available at the door at 6 p.m. or from any Kiwanis Club of Daphne Spanish Fort member. And you can also call 656-8229, 656-8229. Thank you, my friend Tom Lott.
Thank you.
It is now 8:42 and 6.